You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
With the construction of a new facility at the North Shore Hospital in Auckland underway, the Well Foundation has put together a campaign to put 500 plants inside the massive 400 square meter atrium. Extensive research has shown that gardens improve health outcomes, reduce admission time, and reduce blood pressure. The Well Foundation has asked the public to fund this $2 million campaign and has already received $1 million in funding. To get a deeper look into the health benefits of plants for well-being and to find out more about this project, I spoke to Well Foundation Chief Executive Tim Edmonds. I started the interview by asking about their Give a Bit of Green project.
Give a Bit of Green is a campaign that is raising the funds needed to create New Zealand's first large-scale indoor hospital healing garden. There's a new hospital facility being built at North Shore Hospital, but that's actually going to serve the whole of the wider Auckland community. It opens in March next year, and in the middle of the hospital is this incredible glass-roofed atrium, three stories high, 400 square metres. And instead of it just being a usual gathering place with tables and chairs, we've worked with the architects to develop this incredible design for a green space with more than 500 plants, planter boxes, suspended lighting, and it's going to massively change the atmosphere of the hospital and improve well-being for staff, for patients, for everybody who visits the hospital.
Can you elaborate on the studies that show green spaces provide faster recovery for patients?
So it's interesting, fascinating sort of body of research, and it actually goes back to around 1984. Up until that point, there was general understanding of, anecdotes of well-being for, in the hospital setting around plants. But there was a study at that time, it was actually in Pennsylvania, where there was a hospital, an urban hospital, where 100 patients on one side of the hospital had views of a brick wall outside the window. And on the other side, there was this expanse of trees and greenery. And the study was really robust. It matched patients. It made sure that the only thing that was different about the care that they received was the view that they had. And this was over 6 years, about 43 patients that were really robustly studied. And what that showed at a statistically significant level was that patients with the views of the plants and the greenery had shorter hospital stays. It reduced from about 8 days down to 7 days, so a whole day earlier discharge. They had fewer post-surgical complications, and they actually required less pain medication. So that was the first time 40 years ago that they clinically connected those well-being benefits. And then since then, there's been numerous studies around all sorts of different well-being considerations. One, for example, gave the finding that 90% of adults in hospitals report a positive change in mood after spending just 3 to 5 minutes in a hospital garden setting. So, this is something that absolutely has an evidence base behind it.
I read on your website that this garden would reduce patient stress. How would this work?
Yeah, so everything I've just described there around, that evidence, it isn't, cause and effect, but what it shows is that this association between the two. And there's also been physiological studies. For example, patients exposed to natural environments can actually experience lower blood pressure, reduced muscle tension, also a reduction in the psychological distress that sometimes comes in that clinical setting. So there's, the evidence there has looked at all these different facets of well-being, and it's that, we know ourselves, right? We fill our homes and our gardens with plants because we know that it is a natural stress reliever. And what we're saying is if we go to that effort in public places and our homes, why aren't we also going to that effort in hospitals? And so this project aims to do that for the first time on a large scale.
How much money is required for this project? Why are you asking the public to fund this? And won't the council provide any funding?
Yeah, so the project costs $2 million, and that sounds like a lot of money. But if you think about it, you build hospitals once, and it has to last for, many decades. It's going to provide care for our loved ones for all of that time. So this needs to be done in a standard that is going to last. It's not you know, us as a charity in there making this garden. This is professionally done by the best people in New Zealand. And so, you know, if we had the option of doing something that was cheap and cheerful versus, you know, more expensive once that lasts many people's lifetimes, that's the option we wanted to go for. So we've been very careful about that. We've raised $1 million so far. There's still $1 million to go, which is what the Give a Bit of Green campaign is all about. We wanted to extend that opportunity to New Zealanders who want to get behind this. And yes, I hear your question about why the public are being asked to support this, but I think actually everybody wants the health system to prioritise core health, right? Taxpayer dollars should go towards providing immediate care, you know, the beds, the people, the expert clinical care. And we think it's entirely appropriate for the community to be the ones that come together to make this happen. This is something that doesn't happen, you know, very often or in every hospital, but it's a really exciting opportunity that the public are very happy to get behind and make sure that this happens.
Is the new section of the hospital being designed with this garden in mind?
Yes, so we've worked closely with the architects, and initially the design stopped at just creating that atrium space. And so we have made sure that this has been fully integrated into their forward planning. And we do have that, the renders that are part of the Give a Bit of Green campaign that you can see on our campaign site. That is the official architect's renders of what that space will look like.
Finally, how can people living in Auckland support this project?
We have a campaign website, giveabitofgreen.co.nz, and on there it gives all of the information about what we're trying to do, represented in beautiful renders, the before, the after, and there's a very simple donation mechanism there. And we've had people give $20, we've had people give $20,000. And, you know, this is something that's important to Auckland, to people that have, you know, cared for loved ones, been part of caring for loved ones in hospitals. We'd love for you to just give what you can and be part of creating this for, you know, our wider Auckland region.
That was Well Foundation CEO Tim Edmonds on their new campaign for a large garden at North Shore Hospital. You can help fund this by visiting giveabitofgreen.co.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.